Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Top local story on WBBM. Some breaking news. Metra says it is relieved the freight railroads and their unions have reached an early morning agreement here. WBBM's Bo Duran tells us what it means for local commuters.
Yeah, it means that the late night trains on four Metra lines that had been preemptively scrubbed later tonight will run. This is on the Metra BNSF and the three Union Pacific lines. Late night trains, basically any trains that left either downtown or their suburban locations after 9 o'clock tonight had been scrubbed preemptively yesterday by Metra, but Metra just announced that all those trains that had been scrubbed will run today. That means full schedules across all of Metra running today in anticipation of this agreement between the railroads and the unions representing the engineers and conductors. Cisco.
Thanks, Bo. He'll be back at 8:08 with the complete traffic picture. See, I'm so excited about the trains, I can't even speak here.
Since you like talking about traffic, we'll go right into a CTA story. The decision of the president of the CTA not to appear at a city council meeting about various issues facing the bus and train service in the city did not go over well with several aldermen.
The CTA was represented at the Transportation Committee hearing by several top executives, including Chief Innovation Officer Molly Poppy. She was asked by several aldermen why CTA President Dorval Carter decided not to attend the meeting. She says by sending his top executives in his place, Carter was making sure aldermen got the answers they need about service delays, inaccurate schedules, and security issues.
We are the team that he has directed to make sure that we're responding to customer complaints and make sure that we're continuing to move forward with his vision.
Several aldermen, including Andre Vasquez of the 40th Ward, said Carter should have been there along with his top officials.
I appreciate that you all are taking it seriously. If he was taking it seriously, he would be here.
Several Transportation Committee members questioned Carter's commitment to addressing the concerns of CTA riders if he wasn't willing to appear at a hearing and answer questions from aldermen. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
Two of Chicago's youngest victims of gun violence last night were inside their own homes when shots were fired.
Police say a three-year-old boy was sleeping in his home in the 700 block of East 93rd Street late last night when shots were fired from outside and one of them hit him in an elbow. He was taken to Comer Children's Hospital in good condition. Meanwhile, minutes earlier, 7.5 miles away on 36th and Rhodes in the Douglas neighborhood, an 8-year-old boy was grazed in his leg by a bullet while he was inside his home. That shot, too, had come from outside. No one is in custody in either shooting. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Despite a huge loss in the race for Illinois Secretary of State, Anna Valencia says she will seek re-election as Chicago's city clerk. The Sun-Times reports after taking time off in July, Valencia chose to shake off the ethics scandal centered around her husband's lobbying activities that played a part in her defeat in the Secretary of State race. She was appointed by former Mayor Rahm Emanuel to fill the void created when then-clerk Susana Mendoza was elected state controller.
Starting next month, some low-income residents of Cook County can start applying for new monthly payments from the government from October 6th through the 21st. Eligible residents can apply for what Cook County is calling the Promise Pilot Program. Those selected get $500 a month from the county government. No strings attached. They say it's about helping them make ends meet. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says it's appropriate to announce the pilot program during Equity Week.
As government leaders, I believe we have a responsibility to acknowledge our institution's history of discrimination and then move to right the wrongs of biased policies that have harmed Americans, sown seeds of disunity, and undermine the great potential of our country.
More information about the program can be found online at engagecookcounty.com.
The search is on for Chicago's official Christmas tree. The 109th annual Christmas tree will return to Millennium Park as the centerpiece of a full slate of holiday programming. To be considered, trees must be at least 45 feet tall, be located less than 50 miles from the Loop, and preferably should be a Norway spruce or a fir tree. Nominations are being accepted through October 7th on the city's website. Despite convictions of 6 on 6 of 13 counts yesterday, the attorney for R. Kelly says the singer is feeling relieved his federal child pornography trial is over. His co-defendants were acquitted entirely.
Defense attorney Jennifer Bonjean says well before this trial, R. Kelly was prosecuted in the media when a documentary on him was released.
And surviving R. Kelly is really the reason there were these federal prosecutions, where the federal governments have really, and I don't know that people understand how creative and how aggressive the charging has been to get around statutes of limitations here.
U.S. Attorney John Lausch thanked victims for testifying, including Kelly's goddaughter, who was 14 when he started videotaping their sexual encounters. Lausch says he hopes their cooperation sends a broader message to victims.
Is that it's important to come forward and that you have law enforcement, whether state or whether federal law enforcement, we will be there for them.
He says he's pleased Kelly is, in his words, finally being held accountable for reprehensible conduct. At the Dirksen Federal Building, Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
Former Sun Times music writer Jim DeRogatis first covered allegations against Kelly more than 20 years ago. He's talked extensively to women who accused the singer of sexually assaulting them. He told CBS2 what those women told him about verdicts like the ones handed down yesterday.
Their reaction is always, I'm glad justice was finally served. I don't get that time back when I was 14, 15, 16. It's too little, too late.
Kelly will now spend even longer than the 30 years he was sentenced to in Brooklyn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.